This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the oldest structures in Detroit is going to be moved. But this house built in 1837 isn't just any house. It's where Ulysses S. Grant lived. Dan Austin's with the Detroit Free Press and historicdetroit.org. Hello, Dan.
We meet again.
We do, and we're talking about another architectural treasure in Detroit. And before we talk about how you actually physically move a house that dates back to 1837, tell us a little about this house.
So this is a house that was built over near where Lafayette Park is today. It was kind of almost on the fringes of Detroit of 1837. Grant was a young Army officer. He was fresh out of West Point, and they transferred him to be the regimental quartermaster at the Detroit Barracks in the spring of 1849, and he needed some digs. And it just so happened this house at that time was nearby, and so he moved in. And, you know, I don't want to make it sound like this is a house that is incredibly important to the legacy of Ulysses S. Grant. I mean, he lived there for only a year.
But he lived there.
But he lived there.
And he brought his wife, too, didn't he?
And he brought his wife, yeah. And she apparently was big into the garden that this house had. It had all sorts of fruits and veggies and things, and it's like a footnote in the Grant story, but it is, we can say that Grant is the only president who had the pleasure of calling himself a Detroiter.
That's true, because our other president who lived in Michigan was Gerald Ford, but he had the pleasure of saying he was from the West Side.
Yeah, Grand Rapids. So, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't know about this small piece of Detroit history. They don't know that Grant ever lived here. And when I was pitching this story, people was like, Grant lived here? Wait, his house still exists? It's where?
There you go.
So, I mean, it's one of those things that the house, for a long time, was quite the attraction up at the State Fairgrounds.
Because we should say it got moved, didn't it,
from
that Lafayette Park area
right.
up to Peyton Woodward.
Right. In 1936, when this house was going to be leveled for an industrial building, a president of Michigan Mutual Liability Company was a big war buff, and he got the building moved up to the fairgrounds to present it to the state of Michigan as a gift for all people in Michigan to enjoy. So you, me, all of our listeners own this house.
Interesting.
And so now, with the state fairgrounds being shut down and them developing, putting Meyer and all those other places up there, Randy Johnson wanting to develop there, they have to find a new place to put this house.
So here we are talking about moving it again, but moving it in 2015 with traffic and freeways the way they are now is a whole lot different than when they made that move in the 1930s. So what are the challenges to get this house to where its new home will be?
There's nothing that's going to be easy about this. I mean, really, the details have not been finalized on this, but they're looking at two possibilities. One, they take it on surface streets, which will be farther to do because you have to kind of go around the freeways, and they'll have to lift up the traffic lights and street lights and everything else all along the way. Possibility two would be taking it on the freeways, but to do so, they would have to slice the house in half, which nobody wants to do. Apparently, this stuff is done not all the time, but fairly often, and they're confident they could do it with keeping the house intact, but, I mean, the house is nearly 180 years old. Clearly, you know, trying to put a house that old back together again would add some more headaches. So we're not sure exactly how they're going to do it, but the fact that the house has gone from point A to point B, and now it's going back to point A, basically. So we'll see what happens, but it's a really exciting moment of preservation in Detroit. You know, our city, at least until the last couple of years, has not been known for really caring about its past. You know, we've demolished so much of our history here. Here's a piece that we're going to go out of our way. We're going to jump through the hoops and move to save it for future generations.
Dan Austin is with the Detroit Free Press and historicdetroit.org. Dan, as always, thank you so much.
Till next time.